At my hot chocolate lady.
Yeah. Yep, yep. Going to ninth grade. So this first year, we're going to have looking for ninth grade boys to enroll.
So this is a male school.
Yep, all male school.
And it's all year round.
Year round.
Yep. How did you do that?
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, because didn't you run into, like, most people think of school, they don't think of it as year-round. I'm a big advocate. I think kids should go to school year-round. I work year-round. Let them go to school year-round.
Mm-hmm. Right, right, right. The big thing there is, I think we'll use the quarter system. A lot of schools use the semester system, just two semesters each year. But for us, students will go to class 10 to 11 weeks, have a few weeks off, and then have another quarter.
Mm-hmm.
And that process will repeat. So four quarters. I think at most we'd have about 3 weeks off.
Okay.
So it's year-round learning, so the students are, they continue with their development, so they don't have a long period of time off.
And this is free.
And it is absolutely
free. Say that again?
Free. F-R-E-E. I like it.
Free?
Yes. Free charter school,
And what do people have to do in order to get their sons in the school?
To get into the...
go ahead, Corey. Take the mic.
Get into the school. What they would do is they can call us directly.
What's the number, Corey?
The number is area code 585-747-8911. Mm-hmm. 747-8911. They can call directly, and they will speak directly with Zach, myself, other people who are employed with Virtus, and we will start the enrollment process.
Now, the question, Corey, when you say call, can anybody, only if you're looking for a child, you have a child that's going into the ninth grade.
Child going into the ninth grade, definitely call. If you have a cousin, a nephew, if you want more information, give us a call so we can answer any question and start that process.
And the number once again?
Is 585-747-8911.
I'm going to post that. But the thing is, what I wanted folks to get a chance to hear and meet you two gentlemen. Okay, whose cell phone is that? Wait a minute, now we got to go
that's
break.
Actually that's actually the 747-8911.
See, I told people call.
So it has begun. It has begun.
Okay, so you know it works. So, but you got to leave the studio because that's one of my rules. Listen, the cell phone go off in the studio, I'm like, I start freaking out because everybody knows, but you don't know me. So I'm going to give you a pass on this one.
Okay.
Good. Mainly because you're in shape and you probably could put some damage on me.
Two or three of us at a time.
I
can do some stuff.
I know that. I'm reading your resume. I mean, he's a West Point graduate. He's a former Army officer. He's talking about running marathons.
Marathon. I can do that.
I can, but if it's to the parking
lot. That's right.
If it's to the fence and back, we can do that. Impressive young man.
Yes,
and I'm not saying this because you're sitting here.
No.
This is the kind of man you want your student to be with. If you have a young man, you need to send him to a man.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not now here. I'm going to get letters on this because that's just how I feel.
Yeah.
I think you need more black males in the process of teaching black males. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not saying you're not looking for white males or Hispanics,
right.
But I've got a feeling, looking at your background of 15 years of experience, you've led soldiers. You've been in the Army. I mean, your resume is rather impressive. I'd like to post this. At WDKX. If I had a kid, I want to know who I'm sending them
exactly.
to.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
That's why I wanted them to meet you. Now, Corey, people know you because you live in Rochester.
Yes.
And you're impressive as it is. Maybe an East High graduate. I mean, and the statistics that we always hear about black men in Rochester, you break the mold.
Yes. Absolutely.
And I want them to hear you and see you.
Yes. Born and raised in Rochester. As you said, East High graduate. I'm a father of five, married. And I've actually worked in this city for a long time with Pathways to Peace, City of Rochester. I've worked for the Center for Youth. So I've committed myself and I've given back to this community over and over again. And I will continue to do that.
Okay, well, we'll be right back. But here's the key thing. You want to win a pair of tickets. I mentioned the name of the school. I spelled it out. 585-678-1039. First person to tell me who they are and what school. Am I making that too hard? Maybe I should make it just to school. I'll just make it to school. Because we'll be back with Zach Harrison and Corey Johnson after
this.
Well,
you gave one of the answers. That's all right.
That's right. Well, and see how smart they are. I love instructions. I love following instructions. Excuse me. 103.9 WDKX in the studio with Zach Harrison and Corey Johnson from, if I tell you the name of the school.
Yeah, you're giving this both answers away.
Well, I've got to thank Deborah Manns for texting in, but she spelled it wrong. So I'm going to ask, since it's your school, do I have to have correct spelling? She's close, but she may have missed and took a letter for people do that.
Mm-hmm.
And now I have people calling in.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, you being the nice guy that you are, these two gentlemen just give away my place. Go ahead. Give away the tickets, guys.
Not the whole place,
that's okay.
Man.
That's all right.
Just a pair of tickets.
It's okay. She's still there. Ma'am, did you get your tickets? Hold on. Hold on a second, all right? Because, Tony, I said text. But did you not just call?
Yes.
And the name of the school you know is?
Virtus.
And she even spelled it. Could you spell it, ma'am?
V-E-R-T-U-S.
V-E-R-T-U-S. So that's correct.
Deborah, you better hurry back and text in. So
yeah.
I'm still looking for a correct spelling.
That's right.
On Virtus School. Where is Virtus School located?
We're going to be located at 2 Austin Street off of Lyle Avenue.
2 Austin Street. And this is for year-round for males. If you have a male that's going into the... What age is that, ninth grade? Ninth grade is 14? 13?
14.
Okay. And they can call what number?
Area code 585-747-8911.
And this is a free
charter
school.
And the phone is not in here and it's turned off.
It's turned off. Okay. Okay. That's all right, man. We're cool now. We're all right. We know the rules. Now, here's a question I have. Why your charter school versus all the others?
Well, for our charter school, we are all male. And we will have uniforms. It's year-round. Those are our big points for our school. We leverage technology where students learn part of the day on their computers. We're self-directed. And another part of the other part of the day, they are in small classroom instructions by traditional.
How large are the classes?
A class?
Class can...
12? About 12.
12 young men. Mm-hmm. 12 young men. And they'll have... a teacher, and they'll also have a preceptor, another fancy word for mentor, that will help them with academics and building the relationships and going from there with them.
Corey, give me the phone number once again.
585-747-8911.
Okay, and you guys stick around, answer some calls if some folks keep calling because that's what they're doing now. And I also had the question that escapes me when you said that's a small class size. Most class sizes aren't that small in this area. How did you get it down to 12? You have a limited number then you're asking for ninth graders to come in. So it's more of an urgent situation. So if you want to take advantage of a new charter school, and there's something else you said about the learning. Do they have books? You said computers. What exactly was that? It kind of went over my head at first, but I just caught it.
Yep. So it's online. Just imagine a student sitting at a computer where they are studying U.S. history. So they're learning part of the time there by themselves, and they are... with people like Corey as their preceptor, monitoring them, making sure that they are doing the work, encouraging them to keep up pace with the curriculum. And then second part of the day, they are with that instructor so that they can discuss, argue, talk about what they essentially taught themselves.
Now, you have a dress code?
Yes,
we do.
And what is it? Shirt and
tie. Dress for success.
There we go. 103.9 WDKX, this hour being brought to you by Virtus. It's a new charter school here in Rochester, 103.9 WDKX. If you've got any questions, you can call us right here at 222-1039.